It's Terry for breakfast on Albany 783 Triple M, and there's a gentleman doing a ride around the country at the moment for a very significant issue. It is young onset dementia, and we're looking to get the awareness out there. Greg Kelly is behind it, and Kel's here with us. G'day.
G'day, mate. How's it going?
I'm very good. You're looking the part today. You've got all your motorcycle attire on.
Yeah, look, Terry, you got to have the right gear on and the right bike.
Kel, tell us about young onset dementia. You've suffered for a few years.
Yes, mate. Look, I have young onset dementia, and young onset dementia is the second highest killer here in Australia. We have people in their 20s and 30s in Australia, third highest in New Zealand, fifth highest in the USA, and it's number one in the UK. It's affected infants in the USA, and they call it infants Alzheimer's, under 1 year of age, 11 months of age. We have to do something about it, mate. We really do. And Kel's Ride is about the awareness of this disease in young people. It's expected to be the number one killer here in Australia in 5 to 10 years, which is 60 to 120 months. And we can't wait. So it's awareness. We need to get money into research. And the money's not going to come from mum and dad. The money's going to come from the top 500 companies. And we need a half a cent from every dollar profit. They keep 99.5 cents, mate. We put a half a cent into a medical research fund, and that gets distributed to the top 10 killers, not just dementia. And now we can start to solve some things.
Before you were diagnosed with young onset dementia, you weren't sure what was going on. How hard was it for you when you were misdiagnosed?
Very frustrating, and unfortunately that's what happens in young people. It mimics depression. So unfortunately, most people get diagnosed with depression. So let me say to the listeners, if you've got someone out there that's been 3 or 4 years popping the pills and something isn't happening, then you better start asking some questions and go and see some specialists and doctors, because young onset dementia is a terminal illness. The average worldwide is 6 or 8 years, and you have no medication, no chemo, no operation, no radiation. There's nothing you can do. You're just simply told to go and get your affairs in order.
How hard is that for you, not being able to get that support?
It's very hard, but, mate, I have to do this right. I've sort of said my first 2 years, I want to commit to helping the listeners and you, your family, my grandkids. We can't let this be the number one killer in Australia. It's the number one killer in the UK. Like, you know, let's not sit around and wait for this stat to happen.
And Kel, you've had a great support from the people of Albany during your stay here.
You guys are absolutely awesome. I've got to thank Best Western for looking after me last night, and the guys down at Great Southern Motorcycles, a number of them come out and rode with me in on their Harleys. They met me an hour and a half up the road and led me in, showed me around the town yesterday afternoon. Let me tell you, Jant and I coming back here, we're going to bring the caravan back. It's a really great place.
Greg Kelly, for Kel's Ride for the Future, they're looking to put the spotlight on young onset dementia, which Kel suffers from. So you can support them on Facebook and Instagram, Kel's Ride. And there's also the GoFundMe page there as well, Kel's Ride. Let's raise the awareness. Let's raise some dollars, and let's get the awareness out there. Kel is leaving Albany very shortly. He's on his way to Esperance and then heading across the Nullarbor as he does his trip around Australia. And we're going to hold him to that. Hopefully we'll see him back here with the caravan after he finishes his ride spotlighting young onset dementia. We're 783 Triple M. It's 11 past 8.